Hello and welcome to part two of our ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. We are discussing geopolitical events in the chloralkali and chlorovinyl industries. I'm Chris Barker, and with me today is Bill Bowen, Markets Editor for US PVC and Caustic Soda. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Chris.
So, in this section, we're going to look at the market outlooks for chlorovinyls in our respective markets, and we're also going to talk about consolidation in the US and European markets. So, Bill, what's the outlook in US PVC at the moment?
Well, right now, demand has been up this year, and supply is a little bit tight due to turnarounds, unplanned outages, and force majeure by Westlake. Prices have been going up. We've had 3 months of monthly contract price increases that have raised prices by about $100 a ton, $120 a ton in the domestic market. And now spot export prices have been moving up pretty steadily, too, over the past few weeks. Thai supply, I'm told, is the dynamic that's ruling the market right now.
Right. So that's due to the producer shutdowns and unplanned outages.
Yes, and I think the strikes in France, which sort of subdued activity in Europe as well, helped to lend sentiment of tight supply in global markets. So they've been able to lift, or at least spot export prices have risen on those factors. We expect that to be the case for the next couple of months before the seasonal downturn, I think, in construction will change the direction.
Absolutely. On the subject of seasonal downturns, we're starting to see the summer lull in terms of business activity. That's expected to be even stronger in August, but in July we've also had the similar kind of effects. Demand has slowed down for PVC. A lot of Germany has been on holiday, and yeah, we have a lot of people in the market on holiday in general. Prices have been quite firm, you know, from April to June, but this month they haven't really quite been keeping up with the ethylene contract price. The contract price hasn't been settled for July yet, but it's so far results have been below the ethylene cost increase, or mostly below the ethylene cost increase. We've had some small price increases, but we've had a lot of rollovers as well. So prices are not quite as firm as they were early in the year in the PVC markets. In the caustic soda markets, we've had certainly some impacts from the French strike. Certainly the price increases in regions affected by that have been considerably larger than they've been in other areas. So in Northwest Europe and in the Nordic regions, there's tendency is more stable, whereas in France and Spain and also Italy, which has been affected by reduced levels of imports, I think, from the US, we've had more, you know, larger price increases. So in Spain it's been something like plus 30 euros. France we've had something similar. We've had, you know, plus 25, plus 30. And in Italy we've seen quite significant increases, sort of in the mid double digits. So I would say definitely the hangover from the French strikes, let's say, is still affecting the European market in the caustic side.
I see. We've had, on caustic soda, the U.S. has had record production so far this year, but again, in the April-May timeframe, plant maintenances reduced supply, as did record volumes in spot exports. The U.S. producers have found arbitrage opportunities to Australia as U.S. caustic prices move below the price in the FOB prices in Asia. And U.S. producers have also given large buyers, that is, aluminum producers, pulp and paper industry, large discounts in order to get volume out of the U.S. market because of long supply.
Yeah.
Beginning in the second quarter, though, we've had plant curtailments. There were some production capacity cutbacks, some unplanned outages, and then coupled with the large export volumes has helped reduce the oversupply here in the U.S. market. and has helped producers to in their efforts to get price increases in the second quarter. Prices are so far up about $45 a ton over the past 3 months, and it looks like the July contracts will settle this week up somewhere between $10 and $20 a ton.
Okay, so I think it's fair to say that the U.S. market is getting tighter, and the European market is, you know, maybe in the other direction for PVC.
Back toward balance?
Yeah, more towards balance, I would say, yes.
And the people I've talked to this week, or in the past couple of weeks, expect that the snug supply in the U.S. will probably last until September, and then we'll be back in balance as the demand goes down with the end of water treatment season and some other factors here in the U.S.
In Europe, demand is expected to be, as I say, even lower in August, because again, it's a very it's a quiet season for business activity in Europe, particularly in southern Europe. So that's when we have a lot of factories kind of going on standstill during that time period. On the other hand, we do have some complicating factors. So we have a couple of producers which are converting from mercury to membrane. So Kenwon's Lavera plant is expected to carry out that conversion around October. And that could tighten supply in Q4. So going forward, there could be some complicating factors on supply and demand. On the, I believe you have some interesting news on some consolidations happening in the U.S. market as well, Bill.
Well, yes. Westlake finally completed its long-term hostile takeover attempts of Axiall. That deal is expected to be finalized at the end of this year, and it will make Westlake a much bigger player in the U.S. market. It'll become the first or second largest PVC producer, the first or second largest caustic soda producer in the U.S. And it's likely to give producers in the U.S. a stronger hand in price initiatives. There will be only four major U.S. PVC producers and five caustic soda producers.
Right.
So there has been some concern expressed in the market about whether the Westlake-Axiall combination will help producers have too much sway in the market. We don't expect that regulators are going to stop the deal, though, based on that. It will give, and I think we've mentioned this before, Westlake is one of the producers that has favored ADD treatment in Turkey, is one of the few U.S. producers who does export to Turkey. So there may be some additional material. In 2017, there may be additional U.S. material competing in the Turkish market. Perhaps by then, things in Turkey will have to be more settled as well.
Just on the subject of consolidation, we've had something similar happen in the European markets over the past year or so.
Right.
So we had the new company Inovim, which was formed from Solvay and Ineos, which were two of the biggest companies in Europe. So that was officially finalized last year in July, and Solvay actually exited the joint venture this month, so leaving Inovim in sole control. So now this one company controls about a third of the European PVC market. So I think players are talking about a noticeable impact on margins and on the ability of producers to kind of do what they're setting out to do in the market. So have you seen any effect from that on the American side of things?
Not yet. Only last year, Olin acquired the Dow Chemical chloralkali operations in the U.S. Gulf, and that probably. Olin became a much larger player in the market, and they then had the power to do what other producers would not, and that is to curtail some production capacity in the first quarter for caustic soda. So that, I think, was a direct outcome of that merger of those operations, was that the company, Olin, was therefore large enough in the market to make the difficult decision to cut back on some production capacity in order to help rebalance the market and bring some stability to pricing.
That's interesting. I think one thing we've noticed looking at the European PVC markets, if you look at the difference between the feedstock ethylene price and the Northwest Europe PVC contract price. So in August 2014, so that was the year before Enervon was formed, the difference was minus 191 euros. So that was how much lower the PVC price was compared to the ethylene price.
Right.
In the month when the JV was formed, it was 45 higher. The PVC price was 45 higher, and now it's 170 euros higher. So in the year after the company was formed, it's moved up to the highest level it's been since July 2012.
Wow.
So there's been a clear impact of having fewer players and having one player control a higher percentage of capacity. Well, it's been great having you here, Bill.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity.
Me as well. Please join us again for the next installment of ISIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news at ISIS.com. From ISIS here in London, I'm Chris Barker.
And from ISIS in Houston, I'm Bill Bowen.